Track 8, Normal for Norfolk. We've been talking about names and images carved in stone, but what about those things which are carved into our brains and remain with us, sometimes from childhood? Such as proverbs, for instance. Tim Edwards has been scouring the Eastern Daily Press for proverbs and sayings which are peculiar to Norfolk. And there's certainly a lot which is peculiar about Norfolk, believe me. Here's Dorothy with just a few of them.
Whether you are from these parts or from further afield, proverbs that are used daily tell us so much about the area, the people, and the times they were invented or came into circulation. For example, a stitch in time saves nine means, if you sort out a problem immediately, it may save a lot of extra work later. But also, through its imagery, refers to a time when the sewing of clothing to repair it was deemed better than throwing the item away and buying a new one. Here are 10 old Norfolk proverbs taken from the Eastern Daily Press. Don't be alarmed at some of them, and if you are confused about the meanings, then consider the folk being talked about in this way. Number 1. There's a scabby sheep in every flock. This means both that every family has at least one family member that causes them issues, and also that one scabby sheep, a sheep suffering from allergic dermatitis, can infect a whole flock, meaning that one person with a bad attitude can spread it to everyone else. Number 2. I wasn't born in a wood to be scared by an owl. I am not as easily frightened as you think. That's like the saying, "Were you born in a barn?" if someone leaves a door open. Number 3. Lawrence has got hold of him. This stems from the popular story called The History of Lawrence Lazy, first published in 1670. Lawrence has a magic ring that can send everyone around him to sleep. This enables him to play various tricks on people, for which he is eventually put on trial. He is acquitted after earnest pleading from various apprentices who say that if it were not for him, they would be worked to death. Number 4. You must eat another yard of pudding first. You will have to wait until you are older before doing a certain thing. Imagine eating a yard of pudding before you could have your first beer or go out on a date. The size of you. Number 5. To go down the red lane. To put something down someone's throat. Sounds grisly, doesn't it? I suppose it's something to do with taking medicine. Number 6. He has a Friday look. He's had enough and is sulking. I'm sure we have all had a Friday look at some time or other. Number 7. You may know a carpenter by his chips. The nature of a person's job or interests can be demonstrated by the traces they leave behind. It also came to mean someone who had a big appetite, who left lots of bones on their plate. Instead of bones on the plate, that should be chips. Carpenter, chips? Oh well. Number 8. Don't be gapeseed. A gapeseed is someone who finds something so strange, interesting or unexpected that they stare at it with their mouths wide open. I wonder if the word gawping or gawking came from this. Number 9. Go to Bungay to get new bottomed. It may sound like a saucy euphemism, but Brewer's Dictionary of Phrase and Fable suggests this dates to the time when Bungay was well known for producing leather items such as workwear. When the backside wore away from a pair of breeches, people from Norfolk would go to Bungay to purchase a new pair or have theirs repaired. And number 10, a ground sweat cures all disorders. This rather macabrely means that you don't suffer any ailments when you are dead. How very true that is. Or at least no one has been heard to complain. We have some more of these in future editions of Just Talk. So, do you have any suggestions for proverbs that you have heard or used? The more unusual, the better. Do drop us a note in the wallet or call the office 01603 765 365. These details will be given again at the end of the recording.
Thank you, Dorothy, and thanks also to Tim for scouring the EDP. And I'm sure our postbag will be bursting with plenty more local sayings.